health products available.
Coming out of Washington. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Do we care? I say, do we care? Because there's such a great divide between what the great minds are thinking on the Hill and what we, the little people, are doing in all the states outside of Foggy Bottom. There seems to be more and more separation between the people who represent us and the rest of us. It's the us's and the them's, and really shouldn't it be that they're representing us? But that's another story for 2012, which is rapidly coming upon us. Believe it or not, we're staring down the barrel at the end of this week, of the end of December, before you know it, and before you can blink your eyes and the presents and whatnot are cleared away, and that real Christmas tree is being mulched somewhere, it'll be 2012, and we'll be into the Iowa caucuses, then to the first primary in New Hampshire. But will there be one less candidate? Because Herman Cain, once again, is in the news for a possible affair, a 13-year affair. An Atlanta businesswoman told a local station, went on the air and said, listen, her name's Ginger White. I was aware that he was married. I was aware that I was involved in a very inappropriate situation in a relationship, but it was fun. I liked him. I would meet him on the road. He would have me meet him at various places where he was speaking. He'd buy me nice gifts. We wrote texts to each other, and we have phone conversations, and she's got things to prove that. Now, his lawyer is saying that it's not true. In a roundabout way, he's saying that, not head-on denying it. In fact, Cain said, this individual is going to accuse me of an affair for an extended period of time. It's someone that I know, who's an acquaintance that I thought was a friend. He tried to get in front of the bullet by jumping on CNN. He was a guest on the Situation Room to preempt what was happening at a television station in Atlanta because he knew that was going to drop. His campaign people knew that was happening. And with the seriousness of what's going on in weeding out the Republicans, you know, who's going to be the left standing, the person who's going to represent the Republican side in the race for president in 2012, I figured everybody's in this for at least the spring because nobody seems to want to let go of their grip. And what the primaries might bear out is if someone's getting clobbered, they might decide to dump out. But I don't think so. I think they're going to try to hang through. Now, does Herman Cain walk away from this? Is this enough to sink him? Should it sink him? I mean, are you tired of the Cain train now? Are you tired of all this stuff? I mean, listen, some of the things that he said, I've talked about before on this show. Many of you in our unofficial poll liked Cain. He narrowly beat out Ron Paul, but the two of them were at the top, and then there was Mitt Romney and the rest. So what we saw from this crowd was much different than what we're seeing in the national polls. Mitt Romney's on top, and Newt Gingrich is on top in some polls or neck and neck with Mitt Romney for now. And Cain has really dropped down after enjoying a lot of success after the Florida debates. But we're way beyond the Florida debates now. If you were Herman Cain, would you step out of this thing? I think he won't. I think he'll hang in. I think he'll continue to be dogged by different charges, and this one's a big one. Because saying for 13 years, including up to this September, so do the math, up to this September that this was going on, according to Ginger White, if that's true, I think he still stays in it. I don't think he steps away, even if people in the party would rather see him go away and weed out at least one candidate from this crop that keep popping up in all these debates. I say he can't weather this, but I think he'll still try to do it anyway, because I believe he's that stubborn, and he'll stick in there and say, listen, I said that this woman's going to come forward and say this. I did not have any kind of a relationship with her, or whatever he says, and he's going to continue to try to say it's cheap, dirty politics, and that's what's going on here, and it's a smokescreen, and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. So what do you think, America? 800-259-5791, right at the top. We're asking you to throw in on this. All right, that's not all we're going to talk about, obviously, in this hour of America tonight. Big story also, Barney Frank, the most liberal of liberals on the Democratic side, who has been around forever and a day, 71 years old, after 16 terms, says he's not going to run in 2012. Here's what it sounded like earlier.
I do not choose to run for Congress in 2012. I will miss this job, and I'll have some twinges of regret when the new Congress is signed up. But I will tell you this, and, you know, maybe you're going to laugh, but one of the advantages to me of not running for office is I don't even have to pretend to try to be nice to people I don't like. Now,
it is a pretty funny line. He was kind of a craggly guy, and so he knows what he speaks of. I said on America Tonight's website, Christmas came early, because if you remember, to me, the biggest blight on his record with Frank, and he did know how to spin a phrase, he did know how to get a quorum, he did have people jump on many of the committees that he was part of and some that he led, but the biggest blunder, Freddie and Fannie, and he was right in the thick of that. And it's ridiculous what's now happened as a result. It's like the bank's too big to fail. We bail them out, and yet they want more money, and they want money for bonuses because they got to keep the best and the brightest. That's amazing. How do we get gigs like this? Guys, how do we get gigs like this where you're that valuable that when you're sinking things, when you're not to the outside world, it certainly doesn't look good, and you're asking for more money, you are going to get it because you're the best, apparently, at what you do. Come on, give me a break. And Fannie and Freddie sunk us. Any money that you're losing, I'm losing. People who own homes, who have to keep paying up, who are doing what they have to do, you know, it doesn't matter because a lot of our fates were nailed shut with the subprime lending and the nonsense that happened partially with Fannie and Freddie. How many mortgages are shuffled through there? A big chunk, like 60%. Might even be more. My number might not be right. That's a number I got from a mortgage broker a couple of months ago, but that number might not be accurate. It might be actually a little bit higher. So that's crazy. To me, that's his black eye. That's what he leaves with. And it was the redistricting, really, of the area that Frank represented in Massachusetts where he'd have to really, I think, scramble to try to get new people on board, I think was just too much. He didn't want to do that. He's tired of doing that kind of thing. He says he's tired of partisan battles and campaigning, so there you go. He's been in the House since 1981. Wow. What does it mean for the balance of power, perhaps, with the Democrats and the Republicans? Well, I'm going to tell you next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
So Barney Frank jettisons his position that he's held on to since 1981. And that leaves the seat open, and, of course, the redistricting his area, as I mentioned. Here's how the numbers break down. He is the 17th House Dem to say he's retiring this cycle. Seven Republicans have done the same thing. And of all those, the Republicans are trying to move up. They're trying to get higher office, right? So with the Democrats, 8 are running for another spot. 9 are just flat-out retiring. Dems would need a net gain of 26 seats to retake control of the House. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, I happen to see this because I got a copy of it, they sent out a memo, you know, to all reporters and news organizations, kind of downplaying the retirement, the numbers, because they knew that everybody's going to talk about the numbers, and saying that, you know, once the House changes control, there's always retirements anyway in the party that was formerly in the majority. That's not an unusual thing. And in their statistics that they threw out in this memo, they say after Republicans won the lower chamber in 1994, 20 Democrats retired. And after that, Dems won back control in 2006, 22 Republicans retired. Oh, the numbers making me dizzy. The DCCC would make the argument, according to this memo, that only 9 Democrats have retired of the 17, because as I just said, the 8 are running for office. Interesting. I think the Barney Frank deal was a surprise to a lot of people, other than to some that were really, really close to him, right? So the game is changing. The game is definitely changing. And would you say good riddance to Barney, or would you say, ooh, what a loss? What an adversary he is on the Hill to some, and an annoyance to others in a way, which is a little different than an adversary, and a statesman to many. Certainly liberal Democrats, he's the beacon of liberal types. Absolutely. It's him. Dennis Kucinich, Barney Frank. Flip a coin. I would have to say that Barney Frank would win it if that's what you're talking about. So he goes and he flees. And to me, because of what happened, the black eyes, I said, with the Fannie and Freddie thing, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the constantly backing the big boys, willing to just give the money to the bonuses, to the banks too big to fail, and asking other banks who don't even need the money to take the bailout. And he was all part of that whole thing. So at 71, with the misdealings with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and, you know, is he also heading off an investigation into what happened there? That's the first thing I thought. I mean, that's honestly, as soon as I got a text that he was going, I mean, I hate to say, but that's exactly what I thought. I thought, wow, I bet that's what it is. It's just like Chris Dodd. When Chris Dodd decided that was it, that's the first thing I thought, too, with him. Oh, they're going to look into that house that he got for a song and some of the things that happened in the banking committee. They're going to look at that. Maybe that's why that was going to happen. So time to take the loot and run. And, you know, it's what I thought, looking at what's happened with the collapse, the financial collapse in America. He was part of that. He was part of it. So there's no way to hide now at this point, because people are furious over money. They're furious over how our government is running itself, or not running itself properly. No budget, crazy deficit, all that stuff. And everything that happened with the mortgages. So the financial maneuvering, did he have any profits while he was in office? You know, Nancy Pelosi is furious over the 60 Minutes piece that said she obviously had gotten information that led to some of the money she was able to make because she was in on part of the deals, and that, yes, while it's legal, there's ways to maneuver around it, and loopholes, if you will, should be closed. He's in the same situation. I mean, look, Chris Dodd got away. In my opinion, Chris Dodd got away. So what happens here? It's the same thing. We only know a little bit of what's being looked into. That's it. We only know a little bit. What happened during his time in office? So I think it's partially also motivated by that. Once you know if they're getting too close and you've had all that time, then it's time to hit the bricks. And that's what I think it was. Districts redrawn. That's, you know, you can talk about that, but what's the net worth when he leaves his currently held office? It's got to be pretty good. I'd say it's got to be pretty good for Barney Frank. Do the numbers. 81. He was smart to leave. He was smart to do this before something got a little bit too close, I think, and he can blame redistricting and everything else, but I think there was still probably more to it. And will we ever know that? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we'll know that. While all of this is going on, there's something else big that's happening and continues to be on a back burner for us in the United States, but I think it's something that has to be looked at, and we've talked about it a lot on the show. We've had lots of different people on to throw in their 2 cents from Washington, from other places, on the situation in Iran when it comes to nuclear ambitions, and now what's happened in light of the memo from that was released from the Atomic Energy and Commission, and what's happening now as a result, and Israel is fuming and they're concerned. And in light of that, Iran's defense minister wants to make sure that Israel knows, if you launch any military action, if you hit any oil, if you hit anything, we are going to strike back. That was a huge story that broke in independent news in Iran, saying, you attack us, expect 150,000 missiles. That's what we're going to hit you with if you do that. and the defense minister spoke in front of 50,000 army volunteers saying that, saying Iran is not Iraq or Afghanistan. If the Americans make the mistake and attack Iran, we're going to show them how to fight. And added that Israel has to be punished for what it's done to the Muslims in Palestine and Lebanon. So I think that's a pretty big threat. 150,000 missiles will be launched if that happens. And what is it that Israel will target? Would it be a strike against their nuclear facility where they're supposedly making power? Yeah, right. Would it be a strike at oil, one of the oil reserves, the many oil reserves that they have, pipelines, etc., refineries? Could they do that? Yeah. And it makes you wonder, how far does this go? Is it going to be this an inch here and an inch there? Or is this war of words, does it ratchet up or does it kind of back off because of that? Iran, should they be punished for what they're constantly doing right underneath our noses? And yes, there's another sanction going on. Did you know that? And every single time there's a sanction, we're told how serious the sanction is, but this is number 20. And to me, I don't think Iran really worries about that at all. I don't think there's anything that's squeezing them enough that's going to make them turn around and say, forget the enrichment and, you know, yeah, we're not doing the nuclear warhead thing. Geez, we're just doing power. They keep throwing that out. They're not going to back off. That's the thing. They're not going to back off of this, I think, no matter what. So we could be looking at World War III, seriously. And if that happens, and Israel is in the middle of that, there is no way, there is no way that America is not going to back up Israel. If Israel decides to do it, if they decide to go ahead and do it, then I think America will be right there. How do you feel about that? Stepping in to the middle of a situation with Iran. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mail.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
About it, America. Were you part of Cyber Monday, or are you just sick of spending money? Because I can't believe that the numbers have jumped up the way they have over the past 4 days. Now we're going to day 5 after Thanksgiving, and people are pretty enthusiastic about smartphones and games that they can buy and all that kind of stuff. And Cyber Monday, supposedly the numbers are pretty good. If you look at Americans shopping online, it's up 18% from a year ago. If you look at what IBM's benchmark is saying, sales from mobile devices were up 7.4%. How about that? So people just flat out whip out your phone. Poof! I'm on the train, I'm on the bus, I'm walking down the street, not paying attention to anything around me, but I'm ordering something on the web. Amazon.com had like Kindle DX for $259. That's $120 off the regular price. I bet that they sold a bunch of those. You had, of course, that's the whole idea, is to seduce people into buying things with cheaper prices. Also, LG 47-inch LED TV for $879 was $320 off the regular price. That's huge. If somebody was going to buy one of those tubes, TVs are big. The big TV thing, I don't get it. I think it's a guy thing. I don't get the big TVs. I was in Fry's Electronics the other day, and I could barely hear or see. It was like everywhere I looked, just a bigger and badder screen. It's all 72 inches. I'm not kidding you. 72 inches. Boy, that would take up a lot of living room space, wouldn't it? So Cyber Monday was big, just like the 226 million shoppers who went to stores and websites combined over 4 days from Thanksgiving. That's up from 212 last year. And Black Friday was big, 7%, if we're going to break that down a little bit further, to $11.4 billion. We're saving numbers for our next segment, which is We Can Count. We thought that we would hit the mailbag, but first let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, up till Saturday night, and then I got sick.
Do you feel better now?
Yeah, starting to.
Good. What is it about, before you dive into anything, what is it about the holidays? Thanksgiving is a time when a lot of people get sick. They get sinus infections and bronchitis, and I don't know, maybe it's the change in the weather.
I think you'd be around different people who's sick.
And that's true.
And catch it from them or something.
Yeah, from family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or everybody's
friends.
Traveling, you just stop in a gas station somewhere, and other people's coughing and hacking and everything.
Well, you know how you could solve that? Just run around with one of those crazy masks.
I've been thinking about it.
There's Rick.
I've been thinking about that.
You know what I'm talking about? Those cheap paper masks you can get in the drugstore and put over your... Yeah, just do that. Like when everybody thought we were all going to die from, what was it? Anthrax. Anthrax. People were running around New York and New Jersey with those little paper masks on because they were afraid it was floating in the air. So maybe anthrax isn't floating in your neighborhood, but other germs are. So perhaps we need to get the people in Illinois some masks.
Something.
All right.
I see it's not very good Thanksgiving for Herman Cain again, is it?
Woo! This woman now saying 13-year affair. She has texts. She's got phone records if they want to say that she wasn't with him, that she met him on the road, all this kind of stuff. He gave great gifts. Boy, that restaurant association was pretty good to Herman Cain.
I was going to say, I just want you got a little love child, too, like Arnold has.
Oh, then it's definitely done. Then he just doesn't even need to, forget it. He's done. He's had his time in the limelight, and he's gone. He sold a bunch of books. That's it.
Yeah, I think he's done anyway.
I do, too, but why drag this out when you know that you're not going to have a chance? Because how many people, even people listening right now to what you and I are saying, who like Cain, because he did, he was a good bumper sticker guy. He cut through a lot of the crap. He was obviously a successful businessman. Forget all this other stuff around him. But it just sinks him. There's just no way he can go on.
No, he's not going nowhere. He's done for. I see what Syracuse in trouble, too. Are they going to have to let Jim Boeheim go, too?
I don't know. He's going to have a press conference tomorrow. Actually Tuesday. And when he does that, what is he going to say? Is he going to make comments? Because this guy was an assistant for 35 years. He was by his side. So how do you not know that? What do you know about your close friends? I'm sure there may be things they don't tell you, but I'm sorry. I just don't know how these people don't know these things. Are they that clever, these pedophiles? They just are. Maybe they are. I don't know.
He stood up for him, said he didn't believe none of that stuff. Now he's kind of changing his tune. So.
Well, right, because you have people that are flat out coming out and saying that's what's happening. So how can you get around that when you have accusers that are on the record talking about it?
And then they recorded, one guy recorded his wife kind of admitting that she knew about it all along and all that. So I think they'll probably have to let him go, too.
Well, if he knew, if there's more cover-ups, these universities, from now on, anybody who knows anything, they better immediately run to the cops. Because any cover-ups, any of that kind of stuff, they're going to start taking those people down after what happened at Penn State, which is what happened there. University presidents would go if they knew, athletic directors, coaches. You can't have that. Not when you're talking about you're in a position of authority at a major institution where here's the thing that Jim Boeheim has in common with Joe Paterno. Jim Boeheim is Syracuse. He's a massive fundraiser. Uh-huh. People want to give to the program. And here's what happens. Because the basketball program's so big, the academics become bigger because those departments get more money. It's not just about basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be sunk.
Yeah. But I think eventually they'll probably let him go, too. I think they'll drag him down with it. all this other stuff. So.
Yeah, it could be. If it turns out that there's any shred of information that they can really prove, like you said with the wife, they can tie it to him, then that'll happen. There's no way. If he knew anything about it and there was no record of him going to the cops or whatever, I mean, what did he know? Then he's going to be in big trouble. Wow, that'd be a big fall for Jim Boeheim, too. Hey, Rick, thanks.
Yeah, take care.
You too. Yeah, this is crazy what's going on in these universities. I mean, universities are microcosms of society, so it's not surprising that you don't have other things that you have and outside of the, you know, the gates of a university, I'll call it. But when you have people who are complicit, who know, who are covering up because it's about money and power and all of that and moving up the chain, that's just wrong. That's just wrong, my friends. I can't even come up with any kind of spin on that. I'd hate to be the I'd hate to be the crisis PR person trying to spin this one around. Because boy, I'd be up for days trying to think of a way to spin it. I can't find spin in this unless he flat out didn't know. And flat out nobody can come forward and say, well, listen, I had a conversation. There was talk of this that this happened, that happened. Somebody came, whatever. They have any of those dots they can connect, he's sunk. That's it. All right, we're going to head quickly to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, yes, thank you very much. We do have mail. This one comes to us from Hillary, who says, America Tonight, I have to tell you, I did shop on Black Friday. Kate, can you tell me you have never, come on, never shopped on Black Friday? You've lived all over the place, is what I can gather from listening to your show. I am shocked by that. Don't be. I don't like crowds. I do not like crowds. I don't. Not crowds if I'm going to a ball game or I'm at some event that I'm going to, whatever. But if I have to be in some hot, crowded shopping center with people grabbing everything around me and I'm trying to fight for air, forget it. I'm not doing it. No way. Plus, Hillary, come on. The hours we keep here on America Tonight, are you kidding me? I'm still drinking coffee. Last thing I want to do is be thinking about, geez, let me grab that shirt or grab those shoes or grab that video console or let me look over here and see what I need to stuff the stockings with. Uh-uh. No. In fact, here's kind of my deal. To me, I think of people throughout the year. So if I'm somewhere, wherever it is, doesn't matter, and I see something for somebody and I can get it's reasonable, then I would get it then and I would save it. I'm one of those kind of people. I always figured, you know, this is kind of a morbid thing to say, but if I passed away before Christmas and people were digging through my stuff, they'd find presents. How cool would that be? I mean, in a way. In a manner of speaking, it would be cool. All right, let's get another one in here. This is from Adam. Adam says, shame, shame, shame on Herman Cain. I'm a Republican, Kate, and I think he needs to bail. It is just flat out wrong. How can he continue to have a straight face and deny everything? It's not that much of a conspiracy from the Democrats. They're not that bloody smart. Yeah, you know, there is dirty pool, there is manipulation, there's things that happen on both sides, there's no question about it. But I don't think so in this case. I just don't think this woman is a prop, is somebody that was thrown out there, and it's going to turn out that she's related to someone in the higher up in the Democratic Party. I think that they might have been digging to find her. That I wouldn't be shocked by that, but if she's got this texting evidence and all this other stuff, I don't see it. I don't, you know, somewhere you got to just break the, you got to come to grips with reality. Hey, I liked a lot of what Herman Cain was saying, too. I thought he was authentic. That's what I'll say. I thought he was authentic. And I think this is a big dent to him, if anything. It's a big dent. We got the numbers next. We can count.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. health.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Topping, we can count this time around. We've already told you about a couple of interesting numbers. I think the biggest one was the Herman Cain thing. But let's go on to something a little bit different. I love when I hear these stories about people winning the jackpots, the lottery jackpots. I don't know. I think it's cool. Changes somebody's life, especially if it's somebody who they deserve it, if anyone deserves to win the lottery, because they were on Skid Row or they helped people even though they didn't have a dime in their pocket, or they put 15 people through school and they live in a shack or whatever. You get my drift, right? So I don't know about this, though. Three asset managers from Connecticut's pretty affluent New York suburbs. My peeps. I love the people in Connecticut, seriously. There are some really great people in that tri-state area. Anyway, they claimed a $254 million power jackpot on Monday, and this is the part I love. This is why I'm including this in We Can Count. You ready for this? We almost need a drum roll. Do we have a drum roll somewhere in that studio? I think Donovan stepped on it last week, but anyway, do you know that they got this jackpot on a $1 ticket? Yeah. So, this of course is the thing. You have these three that are trustees from the Putnam Avenue Family Trust that they formed after this one guy bought the winning ticket at a Stamford gas station. How cool. So a shout out to the people there that are listening to us on America Tonight. Two of them live in Greenwich. So after the after they take the after tax lump sum of nearly, they'll get a nearly $104 million in cash. They say a bunch of this is now this is the part I like too. They say a bunch of it's going to go to charity. So you know what? Some charity is going to benefit from this. $1 quick pick ticket, just at a BP gas station. The only ticket the guy bought. It's the largest ever in Connecticut. 12th biggest in Powerball history. Very cool. And the guy who owns the gas station, you know, when you sell, a lot of people don't realize this, when you sell a winning lottery ticket, you get money for that. So the gas station gets $100,000. Whew, that's an early Christmas, isn't it? Matt Johnson fantasizes about winning the lottery, don't you, Matt? Get a dollar ticket. That's all it takes. $1. Not dollars. $1. That's it. And you could be a winner, just like those people were. All right, let's move on to something else. How about Connie Mack IV announcing a run for Senate? A Republican congressman saying that he's one of those guys that wants to jump up. He says that he's first going to have to win the primary, obviously. He's got name recognition. There's no question about that. A lot of people like Mack. I've talked to him a couple of times, and I like him, actually. But he's like I said, he's got that name recognition, and a recent poll that came out showed that he's would pretty much be above the rest of the pack already with 60% possibility. How about that? So he gets front runner. Also looking for the nomination, George Lemieux, who is a former state rep, Adam Hasner is also trying to do the same thing. And there's a guy who is a former steakhouse chain CEO, Craig Miller, who's interested as well. What do you think the odds are of Connie Mack the Fourth, there's your number, winning that seat? I'm going to say he's got a good shot, if they're already saying in the Quinnipiac poll that he's at 60. That's crazy high numbers. All right, this is an interesting story about Jay Leno that I happened to come across in some of my readings when I was cruising around a couple of different sites and whatnot. Jay Leno drives his Chevy Volt gas-free. You know how many miles he has? 11,000 miles. How about that? I mean, the guy has an incredible car collection, about 100 altogether. And that doesn't include motorcycles. He's got about 90 of those. And he, you know, people were talking about the Chevy Volt thing. And he said that he was skeptical about the car. And now he's saying he loves the car. So since December of last year, he's driven it the 35-mile commute from his house to in Burbank to work, and that's where he's gotten the 11,000 miles. And he never has used the gas tank on that. So he's just doing the electric thing. That's, boy, he's the natural spokesperson, isn't he, for Chevy Volt then? They had to love that when he was first skeptical. Then he decides he's going to drive it, drives it, and decides that he loves it. I say that they've, like I said, they've got a natural advertisement right there if they can pay Leno some money to be a spokesperson, because he's going back and forth, and he certainly has the platform. How about this thing about sharks? You know, I have a deal about sharks. I watch Shark Week, and I mean, I don't know why. It's because I grew up near an ocean, and we'd always be talking about sharks, and did we see a shark? And we saw a baby sand shark and all that kind of stuff. Well, I was reading something about these spinner sharks, and they're saying that they grow to 10 feet in length, and they feed on sardines and anchovies and all that kind of stuff. But what's interesting about the spinner sharks is the way they pull up sometimes, and they flip over surfers who are just trying to catch waves. They flip, no joke, over a surfer. And there was some video, turns out, of this 10-foot-long shark that is all over the Internet. And it was at New Smyrna Beach in Florida. And an Orlando Sentinel video photographer happened to catch it when he's out there on a surfing assignment and just the other day, and just crazy footage. I can't imagine if you were ready to bear down on a wave and this 10-foot shark flies. I mean, it's just literally flying over you. But the people who surf don't seem fazed by this. In New Smyrna, which I've been there a bunch, the people, I mean, really, they're just not fazed at all by sharks in general. I don't know why that is. If it's just because that's part of the deal, they know that they might be out there, and if you see the aerial photographs, you notice, clearly you notice sharks from above and how close they are to the shoreline. That's one of the worst areas for it. I don't know how often they have attacks, you know, big-time attacks where someone's killed. That's the thing. You might have people that are bit, but they're not killed. I don't know why you would want to go back into the water. I don't understand that. But then again, I'm not a surfer, so I guess that you'd have to understand that mentality. This is another crazy one to end on, and it's about a deaf man who was held on a noise complaint for 25 days. Seems odd, doesn't it? It's out of Colorado. There's a lawsuit claiming that the Adams County folks in Brighton, Colorado, actually held a deaf man for almost a month in jail without providing sign language, any kind of an interpreter, before domestic assault charges were eventually dropped. Timothy Saliki's lawsuit was filed last week in a U.S. district court, and they're looking for unspecified damages. And they're saying that this county violated the Americans with Disabilities Act when he was arrested last year and he was detained. Boy, I'd say that he's got a good lawsuit going, because no interpreter, having no way to respond. And here's what happened. There was a complaint that he knocked down a motel room door and the deputies had to knock down, rather, a hotel room door because of all the noise that was coming out of a hotel where he was arguing with, or making sounds, where he was arguing with his fiance. Wow, I think there's more to this story, but I think they have a good chance to win that lawsuit.
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot! It's simple!
You will respect my authority!